From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump sent North Korea a fresh warning Thursday not to engage in new provocations, as reports increase of an imminent public gesture by Pyongyang to mark the anniversary, the 105th birthday, of the country's late founder, Kim Il-sung, on Saturday, possibly with a nuclear test. Trump said North Korea is a problem, and the problem will be taken care of. Trump added that China is working very hard to defuse the international tensions over North Korea, and that he is hopeful Beijing's diplomacy will be effective. A U.S. warplane dropped the largest bomb in America's arsenal on an Islamic State bunker complex in northeastern Afghanistan on Thursday. The Afghan Defense Ministry said in a formal press release on Friday that the bomb killed 36 members of the Islamic State group and destroyed a large amount of weapons. The statement said there were no civilian casualties in this attack. Another press release from the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani's office, said the operation took place in coordination with the Afghan security and defense forces. It added that the Afghan forces are also collaborating with NATO's Resolute Support Mission to fight against other terrorist groups. President Donald Trump praised the military for its action.
And what I do is I authorize my military. We have the greatest military in the world, and they've done a job as usual. So we have given them total authorization, and that's what they're doing. And frankly, that's why they've been so successful lately.
U.S. President Donald Trump. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Assad told the French news agency AFP the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike, an attack Bashar said did not diminish the abilities of his forces.
Two airplanes being destroyed. Most of them are the old ones. Some of them were not active. Anyway, this is the reality. And the proof that we've seen the strike, we haven't stopped attacking terrorists all over Syria. So we didn't feel that we are really affected. Our firepower, our ability to attack the terrorists hasn't been affected.
Monitoring groups say Assad's forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians in a clear challenge to the international community. Civilians and rebels in four besieged Syrian towns have begun a coordinated evacuation in a deal struck by rebels and the Syrian government. On Friday, people were fleeing the opposition-controlled towns of Mayday and Zabadani near Damascus. Thousands of residents are also expected to leave pro-government towns for government-held Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed the beginning of the evacuation. And ahead of the June deadline to renew the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. has said her administration wants proof from Sudan's government that it is making progress toward peace and protecting civilians in the region. VOA's Jill Craig has more on the story.
The U.S. has told Sudan that it would support cutting back on the joint African Union and United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, provided that Khartoum can show tangible progress toward peace and protection in the region. UNAMID costs $1 billion per year. The Trump administration has expressed interest in cutting back on the U.N.'s overall peacekeeping budget. Sudan's foreign minister, Ibrahim Gondour, argues that conditions in Darfur have improved significantly from 2003, when the conflict began. Amnesty International's Sudan researcher, Ahmed El-Zubir, disagrees.
The second benchmark is facilitation of humanitarian access to different parts of Darfur, especially in Jabal Marra. And this is not taking place at the moment.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
At least 97 Libyan migrants have feared dead after their boat sank Thursday while in the Mediterranean Sea en route to Europe. Smugglers used dilapidated boats to take thousands of migrants on the long, dangerous journey across the Mediterranean. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.